Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Lamont. How may I help you today?
Yes, Lamont. I hope you can help me, honey. I've got a charge trying to go through on my credit card, and my credit card company called me because they flagged it, and I don't know what it's for. It's from Swift and Hunt for $69.97. Can you help me out?
Well, ma'am, may I have your zip code to see if I can pull up an account for you?
62893.
Thank you, ma'am. And the first and last name that would be on the account?
Sandra Royer, R-O-Y-E-R.
Thank you, ma'am. And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address for me?
23259 North Copple Lane, Walnut Hill, Illinois.
Thank you, ma'am. And you're calling in reference to the Melody Pods.
What are they?
They're Melody Pods. They're wireless earbuds that are sweat resistant, and they're also water resistant, so they're great for active wear, ma'am.
Honey, I didn't order those. That's why I'm checking this out. I don't only have the $69.97. I've got one for $5.97, too.
Yes, ma'am. That charge was done on February 1st. That's when the product was. That's when the order for the product was placed, and it should have been shipped out. It should have been delivered to you on February 5th.
Okay. How do I get this corrected?
Well, ma'am, the $69.97 just pays for the product that you had received on February 5th, and there are no further charges, ma'am.
No, I didn't order the $69.97 product.
Well, ma'am. The product that you had received on the 5th was on a 14-day trial, so you could try it out for 14 days before you were billed for the full price. Now, your 14-day trial had ended on February 17th, but then we had carried it instead of just charging on February 17th, we just charged on February 27th, which was the $69.97 charge, and that just pays for that product that you had received on February 5th, ma'am. Now, there are no further charges, and there are no further shipments. It just pays for those two that product.
Okay, well, I'm trying to get at is I didn't order these, honey. How do I get this resolved?
Well, ma'am, it shows here that the product was delivered to the address that you had verified for me. Do you remember receiving
okay.
a package on February 5th?
No, I do not. This is why I'm calling, because I know nothing of this.
Well, ma'am, was there anyone else in the home that could have placed the order?
Not that I know of.
Well, ma'am, it says that it was delivered at your delivered in or at your mailbox.
Okay, so I just need to call my credit card company and let them deal with it then, huh? Because they flagged it as some type of fraud deal or something, and I told them I would call you and find out about it because I knew of nothing I ordered for $69.97. Excuse me.
Well, ma'am. What had happened was the product was on a 14-day trial, so you could try it out for 14 days before you're billed for the full price, which is that $69.97 charge. Now, ma'am, I have refunded you that $69.97 charge. Excuse me. I have refunded that back to your account, and you should receive an email titled "Your refund is on its way," sent to sannyr53@aol.com, ma'am.
Okay. So you're refunding it back?
Yes, ma'am, and I have canceled out that account so there's no further charges or shipments.
Thank you so much, honey.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.